Activate vocabulary. Listen to each conversation. Complete the statements. Conversation 1.
We need to do something about poverty in this country. There are just too many people who can't find jobs and too many who don't have enough to eat.
But what are you suggesting we do about it?
Well, I think some rich people just have too much money. It's time to take some of it and give it to the poor.
Whoa. No offense, but I can't agree with that. You can't just take someone's money because you think he or she is too rich. There's got to be other ways to help end poverty.
Conversation 2.
Don't you think we need to do something about corruption in our government?
I'm with you on that, but I think it's going to take time. We can't expect things to change right away.
Really? I'm not sure I agree. I think we need to make big changes now.
Like what?
Well, for example, like putting the representatives from the Conservative Party in prison. Everyone knows they're all corrupt.
I agree that if someone takes money for favors, they should be punished. But there are corrupt politicians in every party. I think people from all points of view need to work together if we want things to change.
Conversation 3.
Some people have been urging a reduction in military spending, but I think it's important that the government continue to keep our military strong, as it always has.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree. There are other important things that could really use that money, such as education, medical research, arts and culture.
Nothing is as important as a strong military. Anything that weakens it would be a disaster for our country.
Well, I'm afraid I disagree. I think it's time for some changes.
Conversation 4.
I don't think we're doing enough to fight drug trafficking. In my opinion, we need to do more to punish people who use drugs. It's just getting out of control.
I see your point, but I don't think punishing drug addicts is the way to go. In my opinion, it's a health issue. We have to help people with drug addiction and stop sending them to prison.
Well, I'm afraid I don't agree. When people make bad choices, they need to be held responsible for those choices.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting there be no punishment. I just think it's time to change how we've traditionally done things and consider other options.
Conversation 5.
Do you mind if I ask you a question about politics?
Not at all.
So, who are you voting for in the elections?
Me? I'm voting for the Conservatives. How about you?
Well, I'm not sure. On the one hand, I like the Conservatives' ideas about education. But when it comes to the economy, I prefer the Liberals' approach. So I'm probably going to vote for candidates on both sides.
Not me. It's the Conservatives all the way.